two, and welcome to another exciting episode of Kick Out here on Planet FM 104.6 FM. Or if you are listening overseas, you can, or outside Auckland, you can tune in on planetaudio.org.nz and stream us live. All information, of course, are available on our website, kickarts.org.nz. And yes, you have guessed it, I'm not Richard Green, nor Georgia Parker, but Andy Benzonelli, back for a special episode. It's so special because I have an amazing guest that joined me tonight to spend 90 minutes on Auckland Comprehensive Art Show, Kick Arts. And let's start and welcome everybody and then start the conversation going. Georgia has just messaged me. She is on her way to come over and lend me a hand hosting, because I've been not hosting for a long, long time. I have a lot of things to talk about. Like, you know, I'm going to talk about stuff that no one talks about it. The Italian music song contest Sanremo that's just finished a couple of weeks ago, and no one probably have mentioned anything in the Kiwi news, and as well bringing you some one song that I'm a bit obsessed about it from Kazakhstan. Who brings songs from Kazakhstan if not me on Kick Arts? Anyway, let's introduce some of the guests we have here, and then I'll start with Sam Loveridge.
That's the one.
That's
hello.
The one. Hey, Sam. And Sam is going to talk about Better Days.
Yeah. Right. Yep, that's
which
right.
Which is a show.
Oh, so Better Days is a song.
It's a song.
Yeah.
I'm very prepared. It's a song, and you're going to play it live.
Yeah, yep.
So stay tuned, because now we have live music, not just recorded stuff. And then we go, and there is the, I think it's coming back, because it's not sounding like something new. The Vagina Monologues are back, isn't it?
They are back for another round.
For another round, and we have Amber and Grace.
Hello.
So we're going to discover all about the V-Day.
Yeah.
Do you do that with the fingers and do the V-Day?
Oh,
like
you can.
Victory?
I mean, you can. We haven't, but you can do the
I can introduce it.
Yeah.
Okay, that's
People
great.
People can't see it on the radio, but you can still do
that's
it.
That's fantastic. And last but not least, we have Jasmine Tilliard.
Got it perfect. Hello.
Yes. And Jasmine is as well here to introduce her single.
Yes, my brand new single.
Wow. It's a lot of music tonight on Key Cards. And joining me for the first time in a long time.
Hey, man.
Hey, Georgia.
I'm sorry I'm late.
Ah, yeah.
My mum was trying to give me things she bought on Instagram.
Oh.
And she wouldn't let me go.
Ah, wow. So, well, sorry, you got everyone. Free stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I think I did tell her the first rule of Instagram is you don't buy things off Instagram.
Yes.
Like, it's just really, really random stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, is it dodgy stuff, or can you say
it's
what
dodgy
they are?
And I don't think it's going to last very long. Like, it's like a lot of travel bags, and they say on them, like, luxurious travel bag to make your travel easy and fun or something.
Yes.
Really, really big.
And then it breaks up the first 30 seconds you're trying to go through the airport custom.
Yeah, like, yeah, I wouldn't want to put anything heavy.
Yes, I understand.
Yeah. So.
Well, welcome.
How are you?
I'm good. Well, sorry. And our guests are now. We left out our guests because we kind of didn't see each other for a long time. It was last year. Yeah, you didn't invite me over anymore, so I'm a bit upset by it.
Tell Marianne.
Yeah, you know, I told you, just text me when you are alone, I'll come over.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you don't do it anymore.
Wait,
so I saw you attention. Have another co-host right. coming along. No? I was dreaming, probably. Dreaming of jealousy. That you don't have me over. But let's move on. I will cry in the corner later on. Sorry. Just, you know. Shall we start with the Vagina Monologues?
Yeah.
How many times did you do... It's the first time for you guys? for you too?
Well, the Vagina Monologues is it's been done since 1994, but it started in America. It's just like a one-off show that Ed Bensler, who's the writer, did. And then from there it kind of became this big campaign, and it's turned into, is it a month-long thing, Grace?
V-Day.
V-Day.
It's a one-day V-Day.
Yeah. But the performance you can do, like, with the rights, you're allowed to do it for a month.
Okay.
Yeah, so basically within the month of February, or if necessary, March. People all over the world perform the Vagina Monologues as a part of the worldwide movement that is V-Day, which was created out of the play The Vagina Monologues. It sort of started as a play and then blossomed into this way bigger thing. Mm-hmm. And yeah, people perform the show every year to raise money for local beneficiaries who work towards stopping violence towards women. And yeah, it hasn't happened that many times in New Zealand. I think there was a quite famous performance of it a few years ago with like Jennifer Ward Leland and like
some
big
names.
Yeah,
I think that's the one I remember.
Yeah, like the Herald Theatre maybe?
Yeah, I think we talked about it.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
So is the piece you're gonna perform is written by an international writer and then distributed all over the world?
Yeah. Well, the play itself was written in the 90s.
Okay.
It does sort of get updated with every year to sort of fit the new issues, I guess.
Yeah.
Because things are always developing.
Yes.
But yeah, the play, like the original script was written in the 90s and it's accessible to people all over the world in different languages, I believe.
Yeah, it's been translated all over the world.
Oh, that's awesome.
I just looked because there's like on Facebook, there's a page that's a community of everyone over the world being like, hey, we're doing the Vagina Monologues in Costa Rica. And there was a group that have just done it in Bosnia, which for them, there's a piece in the play that's about the woman of Bosnia.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was quite a big thing for them to do, considering what's happened like recently in Bosnia. So it had, from what was being said on Facebook, it had really amazing reception, and it was stuff that needed to be said, and it's allowed people to start conversations now. Mm. So, yeah.
So, how did you two get involved in this year rendition of the show? Great.
Yeah, well, I've actually, I guess, produced the Vagina Monologues once before in my first year out of drama school as just a sort of passion project. And, yeah, it was an amazing experience and I learnt so much and I just really wanted to experience it all over again. So, me and a friend of mine, Mary Granfors, sort of met up at the Short and Sweet Festival a few months ago, and she talked about how she had put on Vagina Monologues in the States about 5 times already, and I was so excited because I'd found a sister in making Vagina Monologues and loving V-Day and being a part of the movement. And so she decided to put it on again this year. And then she asked me if I knew anyone who would be willing to direct it.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought of Amber, because we've worked together in the past. We went to drama school together.
Oh, nice.
And
it's kind of a little mini reunion.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And, yeah, I guess you just sort of end up doing things with the people you meet through shows and drama school and networking.
It's always good to work with people you know how to work with,
definitely.
Isn't it? It makes stuff
especially
easier.
Especially with something personal and sort of vulnerable, like the Vagina Monologues.
Yes.
You want to be surrounded by people that you trust and have worked with before or at least feel comfortable with.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Let's move on to the... And then we come back. I want to go a bit... to know a bit more about the show.
Yeah,
sure. But let's introduce as well the other two guests and talk about their project. So we go to Sam and you're here to introduce Better Days.
Yeah, so I've just released a single with a music video for a solo project. Mm-hmm. As a musician, I've always like worked in bands and been a side band, so it's kind of a new thing to do a solo thing. But I've always written songs that I just play myself and have for myself, so yeah, it's kind of a new thing to do.
Are you self-producing it and self-distributing the song, or...?
So it's out through a label called AAA Records.
Mm-hmm.
They're based out in West Auckland. They were in Helensville, but they've had to move. So I met one of the kind of managers of that through a band that I played in, and kind of got talking to him, and he said, you know, like, if you're an amazing musician, if you ever want to come and do your own record, then you can come here and do that. And eventually I called him up and said, it's time. I'm keen to do it. So
it's time to spread my wings.
That was a year and a half ago, and kind of slowly pieced it together over a year and then got it mixed.
So you have a full album ready to go out as well?
Yep, so that's out at the end of the month.
Okay, how many tracks?
11 tracks.
So this is the flagship of the 11 tracks, the one, Better Days.
Yeah.
It's the one I want to get introduced as a single singer, you say that?
Yeah, it was single.
Single?
It's a single, yeah.
It's a single?
Yeah.
Oh, thanks. But you are the music expert, Georgia.
I am an expert,
No, you can say.
Thanks.
Yeah,
it's a bit of an eclectic album, I guess, but it's all sort of folk rock, and this song perhaps most embodies the style, and it's kind of punchy and stuff, so yeah.
So if people want, because soon we're going to hear Sam playing Better Days live, but if people want to get your track, where can they find it?
Yep, so it's on all the kind of main platforms now, YouTube, Facebook, Spotify, everywhere.
iTunes, Apple Music.
Yeah. Deezer, which I only heard of very recently.
I don't know what it's a streaming service.
I think it's been around for a while, but I only just found out what it was.
We only know the mainstream ones, isn't it? I just know Apple Music, Spotify.
SoundCloud. Okay.
Yes, SoundCloud.
Yeah.
But SoundCloud is more for people, I don't know. It's not really a streaming platform, is it? Yeah,
it's just got a different kind of audience and different
probably.
People use it.
So. I'm just commercial music kind of person. Yeah.
You only like Eurovision.
Yes, I say yeah. I'm coming with that. By the end of the show, I'm going to... It's not Eurovision, but like I say before, you didn't hear, but from Kazakhstan. I'll bring you something new, you're going to be like, what?
Okay. Last time you played like this boy band?
Was it from Korea?
Yeah.
Yeah, from South
Korea. That was cool.
The boy bands from South Korea, Sam. There are plenty of those.
Cool.
It's like they pop up like mushrooms.
Yeah.
It's true. They produce like, it's mass production there. And they're all like trained really hard. Like when they see, and the bands in South Korea, they're not just three or four. They're always big groups like 12, 13, 14. Because they didn't divide them. They're smart. So like they cannot be all together, you know, everywhere. So we divide the group and we make six and six, and one goes to China, the other one goes to America, and so they cash in twice.
But they got by the same band name.
Yeah, the same band name. Cool. Yeah. EXO is a good. You should learn about EXO. There are 12 band members, and six are from China, and six are from South Korea, and then some concert they are all 12 together. And then they split them up. Six goes one way and six goes the other way.
That is cool. That does look like the kind of thing that...
And then they make double the money. Sam, I don't know. It doesn't work with you because you cannot really split yourself in half. But, you know.
My brother plays and writes songs, so maybe he should.
Maybe you should do, you know, and reach out double and book yourself twice.
Yeah.
If it looks like similar to you, you know, find your kind of twin.
Yeah.
You have a twin.
I've got a twin.
Yeah, there you go.
If I was musically
I'm not even sure if you're
all,
Georgia or your Tess.
I am Georgia.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. We should learn an instrument so that
Yeah.
Oh, I joined a band yesterday.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Famous band.
A famous band?
Yeah. They said that I can join.
Are you playing the triangle?
Yeah. They said I can join the band as their official driver.
Ah. Oh, wow.
Cool.
It's important.
Thanks.
It's important. Well, sorry, guys. We are just. It's been a while, eh? Do you want to play the song? Let's get in and play some
music.
Sure.
Yep.
Yeah?
All right.
So we're going to get a bit organized. So I'm going to ask Jasmine to just move her green mic towards Sam, and then he's going to use it for. And then I'm going to try to kind of mix it and see. This is live.
Yeah. So I believe in you.
You should introduce it. Do your job. Come on.
I should introduce it.
Yeah. So I wasn't prepared, but Sam is the last one.
Oh, yeah,
one.
Cool. Oh, easy. Yeah. So Sam is going to play Better Days, which is his release off his new album, which is coming out at the end of the month.
Coming out at the end of the month, so.
Sweet.
There you go.
Today would have started like any other day, nothing more, nothing less. Quick glances around, you avoid eyes, and you walk up the steps. When the steps come crumbling down and you fall and no one has a net, would you wish that you had kept a friend? One who could ease your suffering. From fear and self-doubt, the way you hide, it's a racket, it's a clout. When rubble is crushing bones and homes, and you will never know how to get out. We could all take a minute and sow a seed, and it could grow, even if it all feels a little dead over here, I suppose. Sometimes we'd line our pockets and go, yeah, you go, go, go. Wake up, see the dead side to the morning. Here we can all still cry for days. Wake up, you didn't know this was coming, so extend a hand and help say, I could have learned a better lesson on a better day. Might have a theory why your eyes left your lovers when she turned to you, but disconnection, it is the only essential truth. Walking along and stooping down, you examine your youth, and while it might be lost on a few, sing a tune and move. Pick up your rubble, hold your ass, reach deep in your pocket for a truth. Wake up, see the dead side to the morning. Here we can all still cry for days. Wake up, you didn't know this was coming, so extend a hand and help say, well, I could have learned a better lesson on a better day. Birds leave the nest. Oh, now that you rattled the fence, shake it on down and see what we can make. Oh, now that you rattled the fence, shake it on down and see what we can make. See the dead side. Here we can all still cry. Yeah, don't throw this away. Hey, wake up, see the dead side. Here we can all still cry. Yeah, don't throw this away.
Your breathing is so impressive. How do you do that?
It's practice,
you
I guess.
You like Eminem.
I like singing fast, so I just practice.
It's just amazing. It's like you can't even, you're like not even breathing.
Conservation of air, that's what it is, I think. Over
breath management.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow. Really
cool. Great song.
Yes, I liked it. It was really, I liked it. It was really cool. So if you wanna get this track, jump on it. It's out now. It's already out, right?
Yep, that one's out. Yep.
So, no, I'm just saying. So on any platform, you just, I guess, you just search for Sam Loveridge and Better Days and just download, share it. Again, you know, just share the love. Our friends, artists here, needs all the love. They need the love. So spread it out and share the music. And then, but tonight, Sam, you have some competition. So the green mic has to go back to Jasmine. Yes. And Jasmine, as well, are you releasing a single too?
Yes, so it got released on Friday, yes.
Yeah. So is it part as well from a bigger project, or is just for now just a single and then the project comes, the rest comes later?
I guess there's a plan.
Okay.
There's a plan. So I've just sort of signed with a couple of promoters, so they're husband and wife, very lovely people from Wood Lane.
The Fishers, they're amazing.
Yeah, they're so cool, right?
Yeah, Hayley and Rodney Fisher from Good Ship.
Oh,
I had a good trip.
Yeah, you know, I'm lucky to my house when I don't come to Key Cards. I don't know
really
anyone.
Cool, impressive people. Oh. And like, I just, whenever they send me a press release, I get super excited.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm glad I've got them on my side then.
Always good.
So, yeah, the plan. That is, so, what am I saying? So, we've got this single, put that out, and then we've got a bit of an EP planned with 5 tracks. 2 of those 5 tracks are recorded. I got 1 yesterday, and I've got 2 ready to go down. And then I have another song coming out after the EP, which I wrote about domestic violence.
Mm.
And for me, I just had to put that out as a single because it had a lot of meaning to me, and I wanted it to just have its own recognition rather than being in an EP with lots of other songs.
Which it ties in perfectly with the V-Day.
Yeah.
Because home violence, that's cool. The track you are bringing tonight, it's Take It to the Grave.
Yes.
So what are you taking to the grave?
So I wrote this song mainly because I'd been lied to by a few people. I'm sure we all have trusted the wrong people. And I guess I've had a lot of people think it's literally like I'm going to take my lover or my friend to the grave, kill them, see ya. But no, it's more about when somebody lies to you and you know that not telling the truth, because a lot of people aren't smart enough to lie to New Zealanders. I feel like they're quite intelligent. And so it's mainly about when people lie so much, that's the only place their lies can go, is they can take it to the grave with them, because I don't really care anymore.
Yeah, yeah. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, in life we learn a lot of lessons, isn't it? And it's good. So you are young.
Yes, I'm 17.
You're 17.
Yeah.
Where does the passion for music come from? Is it like young age, or you just, or maybe, you know, your parents give you an instrument and then you discover it, or?
So my auntie Diane, she, I think, founded a club. Yeah, so she founded a country music club in the Franklin area. And I went along with her. I think I was jamming out to SingStar at that age, like 7. And a lot of people, well, pretty much everybody, just asked if I sang. And I was like, God, no, I would never sing. And then I think the following year, because it was like Christmas time, I got up and sang One Day, whatever, I can't remember who sings it, but One Day. And just fell in love with it and fell in love with performing. And so now it's been like 10 years. I've noticed that as much as I love listening to country music and I love singing it and I know my voice can do that genre, I don't listen to it. I listen more to like Post Malone and The Weeknd and everything commercial, because we all like to be a bit basic.
Here I am.
And so, yeah, I just thought, why can't I do that? And so last year I around this time went to a producer up on North Shore, and we created a song together. And then I started going to an open mic in Franklin area and met Mitch French, who is with Black Dog Studios, and they are two blocks away from my house, so that was a lot more convenient.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went to him, and already as friends, we're very close, but creating music together was just amazing. So yeah, it was really cool, and now we got this whole adventure.
But I think these, the current generation of musician or artist, we have an advantage because a lot of things can be shared really easily. It's still hard to find an audience.
Yes.
But it's way simpler now to write a song that you believe in, and then you put it online and start sharing. And you know, it's still, you know, hard work to make a living out of it. Sometimes the important thing is more sharing the values and the message we want, because even though we reach only one person out there, maybe you can change the life of that person with your words. Mm-hmm. That's cool. Yeah. Shall we listen to the song?
Yes.
Are you curious?
I'm really excited.
So now we go to another technical. I have to remember which one is the right button. So Jasmine is going to plug in her phone into... No, it's already cool. I brought my own, sorry.
Nice. Yeah.
So, and then, I don't remember which one it is. I put them both on, and then I'm sure it's going to be lucky.
Okay,
APC audio, I think it's A-line. So, yeah, it should be...
I'm just going to search it up on Spotify.
Yeah, search it up on Spotify.
All right, are we ready?
We are ready. So let's listen, Jasmine Tilliard.
You
got it right the first time and not the second time, you know? So let's take it to the grave.
You've been hiding in the dark, shadiest of shadows, and playing all these hearts, you take it to a new low. And all these secrets you've been running from, but I knew them all along. Why don't you take it to the grave? I gave up last time, you let me down. Now I'm on my own way to a better life when you're not around. And I gave up last time, you let me down. And I'll be wearing black when they let to the grave.
nothing more to say to you. Don't act all innocent. Take it to the grave. Take it to the grave.
Great.
Thank you.
We have two amazing singers tonight. Yeah. Let's redo all the key card stings. It's almost 7 years now. We should refresh them. We have amazing voices.
Yeah.
The opening title.
Yeah.
I felt like one of those, the song that goes at the beginning of James Bond.
Yeah.
Didn't feel
yeah,
really, yeah. Not similar, yeah. But I felt like the vibe, it could go really well. You know, you have the action scene and then Pam comes in taking to the grave and James Bond goes to the grave. But, you know, it's, and the story is full of lies. So, really, really good.
Thank you.
So, and I guess your song as well is on all platforms.
Yes,
on
Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music.
So, as well with Jasmine, go and support her, download the song, listen to the song, and support New Zealand artists, because that's pretty so really great talented people, isn't it?
Absolutely.
It's amazing. Well, you two are going to be on in a couple of weeks, right? Mm-hmm. So how ready are you to go on? Well, you're not going to go on yourself because you're directing, you're producing it. Are you as well acting it?
Grace is in it.
I'm not.
Oh!
Yeah.
I wouldn't say I'm producing it.
You're helping. So Mary Grandfalls is producing it.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Grace has produced it before.
Before. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
That's my attention span. You see, I just heard produced and then I. So you are in it, Grace.
Yes. I am playing the part of actor this time around.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yes.
How difficult when you have to talk about these important topics because, you know, you are sending out a very important message. Mm. How harder is for an actor to go and prepare for it? Is it more difficult than just do comedy or maybe it's the same?
I think because the thing about vagina monologues is that each monologue is actually based on a conversation that Eve Ensler had with a real woman. So all of these stories are true. And so you take that on as an actor, the fact that you're sharing another person's true story. That's pretty heavy, especially when you're talking about these kinds of things. So there has to be a certain level of, I think, separation and self-preservation when it comes to performing these kinds of things and talking about these kinds of topics. You do have to look after yourself as an actor, your mental health and your well-being. And while you do have to really like sink into the role, there does have to be a sort of degree of separation so that you're taking care of your own mental well-being.
How is important to have Amber as a director being as well, you know, instead of having maybe a male director, having a female director, do you think is it different?
Well, I know that it is one of the rules, I guess, for putting on a show during the V-Day period, I guess. One of the rules is that...
Good one.
Sorry.
No, I got it.
There are a few like rules and regulations when it comes to putting on the vagina monologues in the month of February. And one of those rules is that it is an all-female production.
Okay.
Yeah, and that includes, you know, on stage and off.
Yeah. And I think that's important because seeing, you know, still the it's not diverse enough. We still don't have enough women doing jobs that are, you know, up there is always a male stepping in every time. And I think that's important to just, you know, bring awareness that, hey, and also, I'm supporting that absolutely.
Also, like, personal experience of some of the things that you're talking about as well. Like, you might be able to be more empathetic than,
Definitely. Yeah. Some of the pieces are quite heavy. And I think, I mean, I haven't lived any of the experiences that the woman in the plays in the play have, but I think because I am a woman, I can identify maybe a bit easier than a man would.
Yeah.
I think it's also important when you're talking about these kinds of issues that, you know, like, these are women's stories, so they should be told by women.
Yeah.
I think there's actually quite a bit in the media at the moment about, you know, certain people not really being a part of the group that they speak for and that being really problematic. You know, because we work in a very small industry in New Zealand, and so if you have a story, it should be yours to tell. It shouldn't be taken away from you and told by another group, I don't think. And if that is done, then it needs to be done really cautiously and respectfully.
And I think what's important as well, the message to send out domestic violence is don't wait too long to just go and talk to somebody if you are experiencing domestic violence, or if you know that in your neighbor there is something going on, it's better to share the information. It's better to get somebody to check in than wait till it's too late, because that can make really big damages. So I think it's really important as well to share the information that people need to talk.
And there are some really great resources in New Zealand. This time around, we're doing Vagina Monologues for SHINE, which is an incredible anti-domestic violence organisation. And the great thing about putting on a show is that you're putting it on in a public space where a lot of people are coming and exposing themselves to this stuff. And we're able to put SHINE on that platform and give them a chance to get the word out there and make themselves known, so that if somebody were in that situation, they would know that there was someone they could call and they would be helped.
Yeah, there is always somebody listening on the other side of a phone call. So people out there that are experiencing that, just don't be afraid. Just get out. And and I think everybody, doesn't matter gender or sex, go and ever look at these dialogues or these monologues. It's very, very important, because it's having the conversation going is very, very important.
Have you seen it before?
I've never seen it before. But I've seen similar things, but not the vagina monologues.
My nana saw it. It was performed, would have been like probably last year she saw it, and she was telling me that I had to see it. And it's so funny, because it's not the kind of thing that she would normally like go out and see, but she was saying that it was just so amazing. So I'm like looking forward to have the opportunity to see it.
It definitely surprises audiences how like universal and sort of timeless these stories are. Like, it can be kind of intimidating calling your play the Vagina Monologues, you know, like
I think because sometimes you need a slap in the face, you know,
it's like a little bit, but like, because in the play they use vagina and they also use the word cunt, which I just said on radio, and it's
fine. Yeah, it's in the context,
and,
you know. Look, bleep. Oh,
my gosh. And the more you hear it, the more you become desensitized to it. And the more you go, well, it's a vagina. Like, what else do you call it?
Yeah.
But,
you know, there is a story that, and that shows a lot. I remember when I was working in TVNZ that penis is PG, vagina is R. And I don't know, it may have changed. Wow. The rating is different. Or penis is G, so you can say it as well during normal times. But vagina is, and hopefully so they weird. Change. It's been 5 years now, but I remember it was the, so I had to bleep vagina, but not bleep penis.
Oh my god, it's like the nipple thing on Instagram. Yes. I do not get that. It's so ridiculous.
The other day I was driving down the motorway, and there was a guy just like peeing on the side of the road, and I was like, that is just a, like privilege, just right there. You can just stop and pee on the side of the road. Like, not cool, mate, dude. I was like, I can't do that. Yeah,
well, you could, but
you could, but it's, you know, it's technically is a bit more difficult.
Like, the world is my urinal, and I was like, dude, you suck. Yeah,
yeah. Go at least behind a bush.
Yeah,
yeah. Wow, sorry.
Just hold on. Yeah.
How to take the drama out? so that now you took me off of my train of thought. So the vagina monologues are on. At the Tap?
At Tap It.
Tap It, yeah. Yes.
On the 22nd and 23rd of March. So that's not next weekend, not the weekend after, but the weekend after that.
Yeah, so in 3 weeks. Yeah. People can already book tickets,
yes,
I guess.
Yes, they can.
Yeah.
You can go to TapIt's website and the ticket details will be up there. There's also a big part of what we're doing is there's a raffle.
Mm-hmm.
So we've had lots of companies who have kindly donated lots of products, and we have some amazing artists who have made brooches and booby mugs, and the producer's daughter is this incredible painter and is doing mugs as well, and all the money that there's going to be a silent art auction as well. So all the money that gets raised from those things is also going to go to Shine.
Mm. 100% of 100%. The profits.
100%.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it is so cool.
Everybody, every artist, every person, every member of the community is volunteering their time to this cause.
That's very cool.
Mm.
Yeah, I think it's very cool that a lot of people put their time in as well, mm-hmm. you know, to just do something great.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Well, we're going to remind all the dates and all the details later on in the show. We'll keep talking a little bit.
You've got a review, eh?
I have a review. Oh, yeah, I forgot about it.
Yeah.
I forgot about it.
What is it? I've got a review too.
You have a review too.
Yeah.
So we have to review. That's right. I forgot about the reviews. I was about to forget.
Lord, too hard.
Lucky enough, you told me. If not, I would have gone home and then said, "Oh, I didn't review the show," which would have been very, very bad. So, you know, I'm gonna play it because they don't play it anymore. We have this thing for review, right? It's R.
No, it's not. Now it's time for the review.
Ah, yeah.
I haven't got headphones on. I can't hear it.
Ah, you don't have. It's like wah 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 wah. And now it's time for the reviews.
Cool.
Yeah. Well. Yesterday went to the one-off night. So, sorry, this review comes too late. There is no way you can go and see it. Well, they will put on all the shows, probably. But it was a night organized by the Opera Factory, and it was called Opera Takes the Oscars. So they played all those songs... very popular opera songs that have been played in movies. So you had, for example, Bridget Jones' Diary. They played the bridal chorus of Wagner, and so on. It was about 2 hour show. A 20 minutes interval. The first half wasn't as good as the second, I have to be honest. Some singer in the first half, especially the male singer, the women were good, but the male singer weren't as were really outplayed by the woman. Uh-huh. The women were 20 times better.
Uh-huh.
The woman singer outshined the male singers. Well, they were kind of outnumbered because I think there were 5 male singer and about 15, 16 female singers. Mm-hmm. But it was a night and day. And so the first part I was like, they probably need a couple more rehearsal. And then Act 2 was much better. Act 2, it felt more solid. All the singer were stronger, feeling more more prepared on what they were singing, and probably as well that's how they build up their program. Probably they started, you know, with the one they. It felt like they started with the one that felt the weakest, and then build it up slowly to go, and then have the final song was kind of the best one. The final couple of four songs were the best. I have to say, Emma. Let me see if I can find the last name. Yeah, this program is a little bit difficult to. Emma Sloman. Ah, she was a guest artist. So Emma Sloman sang "O Mio Bambino" by Puccini. That was for me the highlights of the evening. She was really, really good.
And can you understand all the songs?
Yes.
Because you speak American languages.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I have to say, the singer was fine. The pronunciation of the singers was fine. But the host pronunciation was a bit not really good. And I was like, you know, when you say titles, I shouldn't be judging about pronunciation. My pronunciation is not perfect. But if I would have go and have to read some titles, I would kind of learn how to pronounce those titles correctly. And as well, some of the description he gave, they were off. Like, you know, the dates weren't. I didn't feel they were right. Like Mary Poppins say 1934, but it's 64. But maybe it's me not hearing it properly. The location, it's good. I think it's a perfect location for these evenings. It was at the Ray Friedman Art Center.
Where's that?
In Epsom. Just when you go out of the motorway for Newmarket, instead of turning left, going down to Newmarket, you go straight. Mm-hmm. Where the girls something college or something.
Oh, yeah. Epsom Girls Grammar.
Yes. Where that is, they have like an auditorium.
Exactly what you're talking about. Yeah. Yes. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I went to a really great event there.
Yeah. It's a great cool. thing. And, you know, taking consideration that all the artists are... It's not their job. They are, you know, hobby or amateur. I think the show, I'm not complaining about the show, but if they want to have a review and a feedback, that's what I say. They had so many tracks. I'd rather have some of the tracks taken off because they weren't ready to be played. Mm-hmm. But I understand it's a one-off as well. It's a one show, and you want to give everybody the same opportunity. But sometimes it's the lesson to learn, especially in this, that when you go live and you sing live, it needs to be, you know, you need to be solid.
Yeah.
And I can understand a mistake, you know, that's something, and that's part of the life, you know, when you sing live, it's what I like, it's that somebody, you know, you play and you make a little mistake, but when it's, the whole song is not ready, you can feel it's not ready, and so it's time, you know, either replace it with something else.
That's stressful.
Yeah.
Because people are paying money to go.
Yeah, yeah, people pay money, but it feels like all the audience really, really enjoyed it, and you know, I'm... I try to give constructive feedback. So that's what I would say. Just make sure that some of the songs to make sure that are ready. But, you know, I enjoyed the show. It was nice 2 hours, you know. At the end I came out and it was a good feeling, you know. It came out with a good feeling and there was some laughs, so... the host did some good stuff, say some funny things. So in all, you know, I'll give it, you know, I don't know, out of 10, maybe six and a half.
That's good.
Yeah, that's good. So I would go. I would still go to see it. So it's not that I'm, you know, I'm saying, no, go, don't go, don't go. What did you go and see? What are you going to review?
I went and saw Stat That Bass by Tibia Acrobatics.
Oh.
So they were on the show a couple of weeks ago. It was like a circus show, but they're four acrobats. It was really cool. I thought it was really cool. I'd be interested to see how they like continue to develop and to see their next show from that, because I assume that they'll have some, well, they will have gotten some good feedback. Thought that they had a story to it, that it was like four people going to a music festival, and the story was cool. It was a good idea, but it wasn't quite strong enough to like carry it through. It kind of got a bit lost, and I also thought they should have advertised it more as like they're acrobats, and it was acrobatic stuff rather more than circusy type stuff. I could see where they tried to incorporate it, though. I thought it was clever, and I thought it was cool. And yeah, so they're called Tibia Acrobatics, and that's
it's not on anymore.
Yeah, no, but they're still traveling with it. It's in Wellington right now.
So if you're in Wellington,
yeah, but I
check
think
it out.
It'll keep popping up because yeah, they had a good strong crowd and people really loved it. And yeah, I thought it was cool. I didn't think it was amazing, but
did you enjoy it?
I would give it. I give it a 6.5 out.
Okay, well, there you go.
I was going to say 7, but 7 felt too high.
But that's a good mark. and I think we are, you know, we are a bit more critical than
we see
more stuff than the average people. So
yeah, like
we expect maybe sometimes, you know, more. But at the end, I say if you enjoy the evening,
yeah.
I enjoy the evening. So if it was just to enjoy the evening, I was in good company, there was some good music, then it's a 10 out of 10, you know?
Yeah.
But if I have to go and then, you know, as well, I have to tick out the performances and everything, then I have to take everything in consideration.
Yeah. But I feel like I would go and see their next show, but I wouldn't go and see the show that I've already seen again.
Ah, yeah.
That's how I feel.
Yeah, that's the
like,
same
cool,
thing. I want to see more from them and see if they step up and they can do all the stuff, but probably not the same show.
Cool. Also, do you have any good Netflix recommendations?
Oh, I've watched a lot of stuff on Netflix.
You watched The Umbrella Academy?
I've watched the first episode, so don't spoil me.
Okay, you have to watch.
But I watched an Italian show,
okay.
Suburra. It's really good. If you want to see something that is not English, and please watch it in Italian with English subtitles. Don't watch the sync, the dubbed version. It's always taking everything, changing the whole feeling of the thing.
Okay.
But if you want to watch a nice crime show, that's probably R18. So if you are younger than 18, you won't be able to watch it, or you can just watch it. It's it's very real. You watch it and probably if you have no idea how the life in Italy is, you may think, oh yeah, it's all no. It feels very real. How the politics works, how the mafia works, and all these groups, drugs, cartels, and stuff. Of course, it's dramatized. You know, it's there is a lot more of drama. But the good thing is, like Game of Thrones, you don't know who's going to make it to the next episode.
Okay, yeah.
So it's like, I was, at the end of season two, I was like screaming, oh my God, no! it's really so. Suburra, check it out on Netflix. It's a really good one.
Cool, thanks.
No worries. I want to play a song now.
Is this a Eurovision song?
So I give everybody a break. Let me go back. And then I want to know more about, of course, the Vagina Monologues, but also about Sam and, of course, I forgot the name, Jasmine, about how, you know, their story about Beyond the Music. But now I'm bringing you a singer from Kazakhstan.
Annie, you're my favorite person.
Why?
I just think you're great.
This guy, he's been famous for a while, and I know his stuff for a couple of years now. It was on a really big talent show in China in 2017, and he's known as the sixth octave singer. Have you ever heard of it? Any one of you ever heard of it? So it can sing six octaves. So now I'm not very technical.
What does that mean?
it goes really low and it goes, ah, really high.
Six octaves, a lot of octaves.
Yeah, that's a lot of
usually
octaves.
Like yes. Three octaves would yeah. Be quite a so, big range.
So it's a lot.
Double.
And now he's on a big, of course, you know, he's trying to, what artists do, we need to survive and get paid. And so now he's trying to enter the American market. And so he's part of this new talent show called World Best, hosted by James Corden
on
ABC, I think it is in America. And so, of course, now this is pushing him as well, all the stuff on YouTube ahead, and say, well, maybe it's time for me now to play something from him. And of course, you can find a lot of covers that he has done of popular songs like Adagio, like SOS, and all these songs. I want to bring you a Russian song because I love this song. It's one of the weirdest songs ever.
Okay.
I think it's a weird song. I think I hope it's a. It's called Opera 2. And so if you were listening, it's only one guy singing. There is not two people. It's only one guy. It may feel like that sometimes somebody steps in and sings for him, but it's only this guy singing. And so let's try and see if I can play this thing. So this is Opera 2 sang by Dimash. Well, I told you it would bring us.
That's exactly the song that I would expect you to play. That was really so weird.
I didn't.
But he's amazing.
He's good, isn't it?
But it's quite. It's a bit stressful.
Yeah.
Yeah, because how is he
going to
do that?
But because if you watch the video on on YouTube, you can see the audience having the thumb going up. They want him to go higher and higher and higher.
Whoa.
And then he smiles at them like, okay, I'll give it to you. And then he keeps going up. Oh, so
what's his name?
Dimash Ov. His last name is a bit complicated.
Is that like
Kudaybergnov?
Is that like a Russian singing technique? Because there's another guy that does it from. He might be from the Ukraine, but he does it like.
Yeah, there is that guy that looks like an alien. Like, he has an island dress, kind of. I know who you're talking about.
It's like Daft Punk video.
Yes, alien. I think his mom is opera singer. So I grew up in the thing. But I think it's all about, like we were talking before with Sam, it's about breathing and, you know, having the control. But I don't know with the vocal cord how it can do.
Well, you can't really feel the muscles in your vocal cords.
Yeah.
So a lot of it is sort of intuition.
Yeah.
And hear it. So if you're around it and you hear it a lot, you might start to try it and then you get more intuition for how to. Because you can't feel any of those muscles.
So it's but because you were saying it's about 3 octaves usually, a normal person, you can sing, the span is 3 octaves. So to get 6 octaves is like something more, a gift?
I think it is.
Or is it exercise?
A mixture of the voice and it's a technique as well. Mm. And if there's a tradition of, you know, really wide range of opera singing,
because probably this is the voice that wide voices have, the kids, you know? When you're a kid, you have more range than when your voice changes. I don't know if for a woman it's the same thing. Your voice changes well a little bit.
I think so, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But for a boy, it's very, you know, it's drastic when you're a kid.
Mm.
And then some. And maybe they, when they have the change voice, they keep training it so they can keep the kid's voice of the top part, but I think you two must have to train every day for your voice, I guess. Do you do exercise or?
I practice, but I don't know, every time. I've had a few lessons, but they've always just kind of been family, friends, or people I've met through country music. But I think I definitely want to do some like opera kind of lessons, because I just think even if you don't sing opera, it's so good to like higher your range and everything like that, and just. I went to the Benny Awards. I got nominated for the Rising Star Awards, and there was a group of 3 ladies, and they sang Bohemian Rhapsody. And ever since then, I'm like, I need to get training for opera, because that was freaking amazing. I loved it.
I want to do a cover of Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, yeah. Me and my little acoustic guitar, of course.
So, but because... actors as well use the voice. Do you do something like on a daily basis? Do you have like a routine? Like every morning you get up and you do your exercise, or you're more like
Not so much now. Like I used to do some exercises, but I think now I just try and conceptualize things when I play. So at the moment, I'm just trying to think about widening my throat.
Yeah.
When I'm singing, so that it's not constricted.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's kind of a habit that I have.
Do you like drink special drinks?
Nah, not really. I might avoid like fizzy drinks and beer and stuff like that.
Drink a liter of milk or something before
you play. Yeah.
don't they have to eat anchovies? Anchovies is really good for your vocal cords, I think.
Really?
What was it? I think it was Kalas. Kalas, I think. Or maybe another dream of mine.
Anchovies in just like a tub of ice cream.
Oh, great.
Dairy.
Mix it up.
An anchovies toast. Cheese toast with anchovies in it.
Warm water is good.
Warm water is good. Lemon? No.
I don't know. I haven't noticed the difference.
I know pineapple juice is quite good for the vocals.
Oh.
But then anything too acidic can like burn if you've
been singing too much. So I always avoid orange juice and just drink pineapple juice.
And I think it's, winter is especially for all of you, like the nightmare, you know, when you start... Is it, so it's very important to keep covered and protect your instrument. It's, And, actor is the same, right? Do you act as well, or you direct only?
I do. I'm kind of moving more into dance. I started originally trained as a dancer, and then I went to acting school just to be like, I'm going to try something different. But, yeah, I do. I don't perform as much now, but I would like to, but there's kind of been an opening for directing and choreography, so I'm just, like, taking that road while it's there,
The door opens.
Yeah.
Walk through it and check
and
it out.
And I enjoy it, so that's kind of why I'm continuing. Yeah.
So because all of you are working in arts, and can you sustain yourself? Or you have a side job to... because, you know, everybody, oh, you're a singer, you must make millions. But with them, I think with the, you know, like we say at the beginning... now distribution is really easy, but I think the royalty are really small, probably, because if I pay $14 a month for a subscription on one of the streaming services and I play 2,000 songs, so the $14 get really thin to pay each artist, right?
I think, I mean, this is a very vague memory of someone saying that the artist gets... something like 0.006 cents for every ten times.
It varies a lot, but it's generally less than that. Like Spotify is 0.039.
So they have to play a lot of song for you to get to buy even a.
It's kind of a hamburger. Evil in a way, right?
I think YouTube's one of the lowest paying, and I think if you get like a million streams and you earn all of your royalties for yourself, you might get paid between just over $1,000 to just under $2,000, depending on how it's monetized, like what ads are on the video and stuff.
Yeah, but that is for all, YouTube is a for all content creator, and they keep changing the rules just because they're not making money. So
because they only make... maybe you earn 30%, they earn 60% sort of thing. So
They've changed the rule that if you don't have 1,000 subscribers and 4,000 watched hours, you don't even get paid anyway. You cannot be monetized. Because I guess you you do music videos as well and put it on YouTube with the hope as well to reach more people and generate as well some
just
extra
on the
income.
The first one. But it's been put on the labels.
Because they have more subscriber probably than...
So I think they're able to monetize
a little bit. it's a tough industry, arts.
Yes.
And still we get treated like, oh, you're an artist. And but... it's a tough industry.
Yeah. I had an interesting conversation the other night. I was touring with a Australian band who are about Winston Surf Shirt. They're like not really known here, but they're a big deal over in Australia. And talking to one of them about what it is to work in the industry, because obviously I'm not an artist, but I'm working in the industry, and the same for him, but also as an artist, that it really is like a feast or a famine. Like you're either just so busy that you can't fit everything in, or there's just nothing happening. It's just like hard to find that balance without also feeling the pressure to say yes to absolutely everything.
Because Jasmine and Sam, for you is Jasmine, you're probably still studying. What are you talking about?
So I go through Woodlane, Rodney and Hayley, Rodney has a few places that he gets gigs for.
Okay.
And then a good friend of mine, Sam, he does that with a, he calls his business F&D Entertainment. And so they do the Kingslander, Ed Street and Pukekohe, Stanmore Bay, where did I go today?
And Rodney does Portland Public.
Hey? Yeah, Portland Public and Deep Creek in Browns Bay. So I've been doing just kind of all of their gigs. I find summer is so busy. I'm travelling at the end of the month for 3 weeks just to Aussie and Fiji. And I'm booked out every Sunday because I've got that kind of laid back acoustic style. Okay. So Sunday's like the perfect day for me. But yeah, I've left one Sunday in the month to spend with family and stuff before I go away. So yeah, it's pretty busy in summer, but then it gets to winter and it's either it's quite busy and you just can't do everything because you're sick all the time, or there's just nothing because there's rugby and stuff like that. Yeah. And it's just really crappy times, or you're playing against a rugby game and it's awful.
So the winter is more for you to write and create at this point.
Yeah, just get in the studio.
But then you don't, you know, you cannot really allow yourself to make money to survive.
Yeah,
it's a juggling job.
Yeah, I have, at the moment I work, my parents have a plumbing company, mm-hmm. and I've got a little two-year-old niece, so I pretty much am her. It's her little nanny. And then I just do office work and all that kind of stuff. But when I get back from my holiday, then I want to go out and kind of have a look at what I want to do as a career. But I still have to find something that allows me to do my music because I'm not ready to give that up. Yeah,
fair enough. Yeah, you always have to give. Sam, you?
I teach.
You teach music? So,
yeah.
Oh, awesome.
Just itinerantly and privately. Mm-hmm. So I go into primary schools 4 days a week and then teach 6 days a week privately, kind of after school and on Saturdays.
So at least you're tied in with your passion.
Yeah, it's pretty different, because I guess that's sort of about figuring out how kids learn and how they kind of absorb information and what makes them enthusiastic.
Mm-hmm.
And playing and writing music's a very different headspace to that, I think, most of the time. Yeah. But that's a good thing. That's a good thing because I can do both and not get tired of either one.
Mm. You don't have to go and do accountancy or something like that, which is good, isn't it?
Yeah.
And Amber and Grace, what about you?
Yeah, I think teaching quite often becomes an artist's bread and butter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I do teaching with primary school kids as well. We like drama classes and stuff like that. But also hospitality jobs forever. I mean, hopefully not forever. But yeah, I was actually just talking with my
partner. Which hospitality is a great training ground for an actor. Because when you have this, you know, shitty clients and you have to smile and be nice.
And you do end up, exposing yourself to a very wide variety of humanity. And you meet lots of characters and hospitality, that's for sure.
Inspirational character that you can draw so into it. I remember the client. I can build up my character.
Yeah, totally.
Using that person.
Yeah. And I am actually very fortunate because I recently got a job working for an acting and dance agency.
Oh, awesome.
So I don't really know how it happened. I still walk into work and I'm like, what the fuck, I work here? And I was working somewhere else as well, but I just quit that job and kind of in trying to streamline, which is... Really, I feel so grateful and so fortunate that I can do that because a lot of people don't get to. And but I did the hospital rounds and I know what it's like. And you know, you've got to do it because you've got to pay the bills. But
but so far, we always met people even working in different jobs than what they do artistically or what is that. But it feels like that. Their bosses have always been very lovely, letting them go to do, you know.
Yeah.
I have now 3 weeks where I have rehearsed, so I never heard a story where somebody told me, oh, no, my boss forbid me, I had to call in sick.
Yeah.
I never heard this story. Have you ever heard anything about it?
Well, it is a struggle, eh? Like, I'm lucky that, for me, working in music, that I've got a job where they let me do whatever. So, like, I work three jobs. So I've got, like, a 9-to-5. And then, like, I'll just be like, oh, cool, I'm not coming in tomorrow because I'm working, like, for my other job. And they're, like, totally fine with it.
Oh.
Like, that doesn't happen, I don't
know. Yeah. I think it happens more than what we think.
You think?
Because, yeah. Because that's kind of the Kiwi way that you have to... Who can survive with one job in New Zealand? Let's be honest, you know, with the wages we have. If you don't have two or three jobs, you cannot even... But if you are lucky that you are upper manager or management, you may not need a job. But when, you know, when I see them, I go through Seek from time to time to see what's out there. And I see, you know, 43,000 a year, full-time job. And I'm like...
Yeah.
How do you survive with that?
Mm.
So I think you have to have at least two jobs.
Mm.
And I think, you know, if you have a second job is arts, then great, you know. but some people, like, you know, they don't have. And if, like, just mean if you have support of your family, it's great, you know.
That's awesome.
And so you have to give it a really good shot and you have the talent. So, so just go for it. Sam, you've been holding the guitar for so long. Do you want to play another song?
Oh, yeah, sure.
I don't want to throw you under the bus. You can say no.
No, I'd be happy to.
Yeah, then let's play another song. You know, we don't have much, I don't know. Do we have a lot of live music? Not much, isn't it?
We have a bit. Be nice to have more.
Yeah, so let's have another song. So what are you going to play us to us?
Still Sam? Deciding.
So, by the way, congratulations to get over 600 likes on Facebook.
Oh, yeah, cool.
I saw it was important milestone. No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've just got so many fans.
Yeah, you are amazing. Yeah, without you, we would be still 200.
Yeah, kick-ass. Hashtag Georgia Parker Fan Club.
Ah, there is an hashtag.
No, I just made that up.
But you changed your name, though. You're not Cool Kid Parker anymore.
Yeah.
Now you are, it's secret, you don't want to share
it. Yeah, then I, like, became too, like...
Too famous.
I know I got too old.
Okay.
Yeah, and I was like, I need to have a proper...
If you want
to
see something boring, you can find me on Instagram, NNZ.
Oh, yeah? I'll follow you on Instagram.
It's very boring. You can see a lot of now I can make a joke. It's going to be very distasteful, but you can see a lot of pussy pictures. My cat, meaning my cat. Yeah,
yeah. It's a lot of pussy.
Yeah, it's good. I have pussy pictures on my Instagram.
Sorry, it was a bit cheap.
No, it's good.
I love cheap.
Sam is waiting now, so let's take away the cheap jokes. So what are you going to play?
I'm going to play a song called Killing the Dolphins.
Killing the Dolphins? Yeah, that's a problem too. But
yeah.
So, cute, isn't it? So here's Sam with Killing the Dolphins.
There's a place where little things end. In the tips of the fingers of every one of us, we feel like we're bigger than every problem we face alone. Snap your fingers together when you don't care if the weather shows up and everyone else around you bends, breaks like brittle bone. We all watch on TV, read about it on little bright screens, how the future is taken by one we all know. And I haven't paid a cent yet, still I'm helping kill the dolphins. I never cared how we fucked up and your greed took a hold. Mind a day in my life. Tomorrow I take a shovel to this country that I like, walking to the bank, throwing away something I was told we owe.
see your face on billboards. Smiling the happiness is a lost cause. Would you take all that you take and throw away what we own? What we have, it ain't worth saving to pay the bills in this country. We are all slaving to stab ourselves in the foot, to afford a bandage to cover up the hole. And I haven't paid a cent yet. Soon I'll be helping kill the dolphins. I never cared how we fucked up and your greed took a hold. I haven't mind a day in my life. Tomorrow I take a shovel to this country that I like. Walking to the bank, throwing away something I was told me. Oh. Smirk upon your face becomes the target and nothing's working out. The people who live just down the road from you and nothing sticks. Smirk upon your face, it is a target and nothing's working out. The people who don't know you so well and I haven't paid a cent. Still I'm helping kill the dolphins. I never cared how we fucked up and took a hold. And I haven't mind a day in my life. Tomorrow I take a shovel to this country that I like. Walking to the bank, throwing away something I was told we owe.
Nice, nice one, Sam. Thank you for playing live. That's oh, awesome. It's this really is not really made for playing live music, so it's always a little bit of a gamble. Yeah. So we always appreciate when an artist play live. Well, it's almost, you know, it's almost 9:30, so 7 minutes to go. Well, I think.
Oh, you have to queue up your song.
Which song?
You know how you do that,
guys? Yeah, yeah, but it's a 21, 26, 33 that we start playing. And, you know, it's like Swiss precision mathematically, you know. I have to calculate all the time how much is the duration. Yes, it's ready. It's ready.
This is like something that we only ever do when Annie's on the show. He's got a special leaving the show.
Yeah, my end of the show is always special. So let's remember everything because, you know, we do the kickcards because we want to support artists out there and especially New Zealand artists because we just love what this country offers. And if you want to listen to Sam's music, you can go on. So plug yourself.
Yeah, okay. So I'm on Facebook and Instagram, though I don't currently own a smartphone, so the Instagram's getting a little bit stale.
Okay.
Dude, that's really cool that you don't own a smartphone.
Yeah, it's nice. It's relaxing, I think. Anyway, my music, it's on it's on Bandcamp for pre-order with the single available now. And it's on Spotify, the single, and iTunes. But if you go onto my Facebook page, there's links for everything there. So that's like a quick way where everything is. And the music video is on there as well.
So Facebook, Sam Loveridge?
Yeah, just my name, yeah.
So there is not many Sam Loveridge around there.
I guess the hope. Oh, actually, here's an easier way maybe to find it is that if you go on the Radio New Zealand music page.
Okay.
I don't know if you can search on there, but about a week ago the video premiered.
Yes.
So that might be a more reliable.
I'm sure people can Google and find stuff nowadays.
People can find it on our Facebook page this week.
Yes, that's right. Are you going to write it, right?
I'm going to write it.
Thank you. This is how delegation works. And then you can as well, you know, you can create a nice playlist. Why not? You can listen to them, and then you can listen to Jasmine. Jasmine. They say Jasmine. Sorry, yeah, it's... sorry, the mic, yes.
My social media is Jasmine Tilliard Music, so it's a bit easier to find. All the links are on there, and it's my birthday next week. I'm turning 18.
Happy birthday!
So that can be a birthday present.
Yeah.
Some more followers. I guess not that that's really a great present, but hey.
Well,
at least people are listening to my music. That's cool.
If support and share all the music you listen here and talk to your friends and share the love.
For sure.
And then, you know, once you have finished looping for 1,000 times both albums, then it's time to go to the Vagina Monologues.
Yep. And you can get the tickets on the TAPAC website. And it's the 22nd and the 23rd of March. And the show is approximately 90 minutes long. And afterwards, there's going to be... I'll give you a little sneak peek of what's happening in the foyer afterwards. There's going to be handmade vagina chocolates and handmade vagina soaps and some amazing brooches, and there's also going to be music there, so you can do even more music stuff too.
That's fantastic. I can only say thank you for being patient with me. I've been a bit rusty tonight.
No,
so it's
you're great, you're the best.
No, thank you, liar. So I want to say thank you to Sam, Jasmine, Amber and Grace to come and spend 90 minutes here on Kick Arts. Of course, to Georgia to come and keep me company. Thank you so much. And this is it. So I don't know when I'll be back, but Kick Arts will be back next week, same time, 8 p.m. on a Sunday night, bringing you all about arts in New Zealand. So it's called Comprehensive Art Show, Auckland's Comprehensive Art Show, isn't it? If you want to follow us, you just go on Facebook and search for Kick Arts, and we come on top of searches. There is other Kick Arts, but it's not us, so Kick Arts. Or you can go on, visit our website, kickarts.org.nz, where you find all the links and all the information you need. If you want to come here and do what our guests have done tonight and talk about your shows. It's a 90-minute show. You come here and we have a nice chat all together, and we promote your work, talk about your life and everything, right? And just email to kickarts1@gmail.com and you'll get in touch, I think, with Marianne. Isn't it? Marianne, she's awesome. She's going to take good care of you all, and you'll be loved. What else can I say? I have 20 seconds that I have to fill in. Well, I can just say thank you for listening to Kick Arts. This show is going to be ready to stream in 5 minutes if you haven't missed it. If you listen to this, you haven't missed it, so it's really too late. But just replay it again. And, you know, you never know when I'll be back. Have a good night, y'all. Bye-bye. Whatever do.